Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Got an email from Linda.
Eat that goose egg. That goose egg is great for you.
It's a tasty goose egg.
Now, is it? I don't know. We can verify its environment, right? Or its safety?
It's been in the fridge since November.
Well, now you've had it out for a while.
It's icy cold.
But still. This morning?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's another thing. The fridge, I have a dorm fridge in the office, and it's so cold that I put it in there overnight. And
it ices over.
It iced over. But now I can feel it. It's thawed on the. I would not eat it. But she says, goose eggs are delicious, and they're better for you than regular eggs. Don't you dare throw that goose egg away. I just brought it in as a prop, this goose egg, to show how lunch it is.
Are you tempted to kind of toss it and just see what happens?
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like watching an egg splat
or crack it. Does it feel like a harder shell than, say, an egg?
A little, yeah, I would say. But it's hard, you know.
Is it a smooth texture?
Yeah, just like a regular egg, just larger. And can you buy these in a grocery store?
I don't think. I mean, I'm sure you could. No, that's probably like a farmer's market. Mm-hmm. Maybe a specialty grocery store.
Mm-hmm. I want to say that the egg section where I go has duck eggs.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have goose eggs.
Oh, yeah, specialty. You ain't going to roll in the food line and find no goose eggs. Y'all out of touch fools.
Linda said they had geese for years, and the flavor is unmatched by a regular chicken egg.
Well, now, here's this sort of, I don't know that we'll ever know the answer to this. Mm. Maybe Chicken Man, if he's listening, because he brought you the eggs in the first place.
I wish he'd...
There are hundreds of geese, right, type species. This isn't a Canada goose egg.
I have no
idea. Imagine the game changer that would be.
This is such a brazen move. I'd like him to bring me a dozen more goose eggs so that I can really use them and test them. Because I'm eating a lot of eggs. I'm an egg person now.
I could not mentally get over it.
The fact that it's a goose egg?
Yeah, I could not mentally.
What's the difference?
Exactly, but mentally it would be hard for me to eat.
How about duck?
Yeah, mentally couldn't do it.
You'd have to be chicken.
Yeah, it just, unless... Now, you could probably scramble it up, and I wouldn't know.
No, probably not.
But if I was preparing it or buying it, mentally, it has to be from a chicken.
If the Chicken Man could bring me some more goose eggs, I swear this time I'll take them home and scramble them up.
Do geese lay eggs like chickens do all the time?
I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I mean, I had geese in the backyard. They had them every spring. And you see all those little tiny...
But it was seasonal.
Oh, yeah.
Not like laying hens.
Yeah, I mean, chickens just out there laying.
God, they lay like nobody's business. Hey, those things lay.
That's why when people who own chickens go out of town, they have to hire someone like, hey, I need you to come watch the chickens. Not only to feed them, but get the eggs each day.
Also, the eggs he brought me, most were brown. Some were blue or a little green color.
You can't
eat up a blue egg?
No, you show me a blue egg and tell me it's from a goose. You're lucky I'm not vomiting now.
Well, didn't we learn during one of Kelly's egg diatribes that the chicken egg is the same color as the butt from the bird from which it came?
You get a blue butt. You get a blue butt chicken. That's good chicken.
Or if it's speckly, it's the hen was speckled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so weird about eggs. That's why I can't have fresh eggs, because sometimes they come out, you know, speckled.
Just what he said.
And I always think that's poop. I can't.
So you've got to have it.
So you need lily white eggs.
I need processed lily white eggs.
You know, I heard the latest thing is people eating or drinking raw unpasteurized milk too.
Oh.
And Robert Kennedy, I think, does that. I believe
he's an advocate. Yeah. I believe that's correct.
They talked to him about that when he was in front of the Senate. And I saw a piece on some farmer who had, like, you know, raw milk is the way to go, and he sells it. Now, there have been 100 people get sick because of it, but he says it's fine and good for you, better for you than pasteurized
milk. Yeah, and he's got a strange amalgamation of supporters, like the raw milk moms, they call them.
Yeah, the RMMs.
You know, the anti-vax moms.
Yeah, they're – would you drink raw milk?
God, no.
From the teat?
Might be better for you. They say it tastes better, too.
Oh.
That's what they say.
Now, you might die.
But if you don't, be stronger. Gabby, you're talking about eggs and these goose eggs. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I was younger, my kids were young, they got into wanting to raise chickens and different things. But it's a proven fact that them blue and green eggs, they come from what's called an arecona. They are lower in cholesterol. And as far as a duck egg, most of them will be double yolked.
Really? Huh. Then you can't. Can you buy a duck egg in the store, in the regular grocery store?
Like you said earlier, most of it is at like a farmer's market or so forth like that. But
Sorry.
Here in West Virginia, no regular grocery store.
Okay, you're in West Virginia. Okay.
Thanks, hey, thanks for listening to West Virginia. Appreciate
Double
it.
Double yolks.
Biggie, you wanted to comment
Bougie.
It's not bougie. If we're Chris Dip Shops, and we're not going to say
it's
where he's shopping.
It's not bougie.
We're not going to say where he's shopping.
You mean your store doesn't have duck eggs?
No, I use coupons at my store.
Regular old white egg food line. Yeah. Get your egg.
With that stamp on it.
Yeah, that's right.
The big red stamp.
Let me add this. Sometimes when I've seen, like, when I've cracked an egg to be like a double yolk, I'll get rid of it.
What?
Yeah, I don't. That's, yeah.
You think it's sorcery?
Yeah, something's not right. Yeah.
Somebody told me that's lucky. That's when you go play the lottery. You get a double
yolk. Oh, yeah, I've always heard that, but I'm like, nope, not eating it.
Get a double yolk, go play more.
What's happened to the old guys at the VFW who were drinking beer with your dad?
Yeah, he said, get a double yolk, go play lottery numbers that day. That's the time to do it. IT Mike, you're talking about raw milk now. Mr. Kennedy is a supporter. Go ahead.
Well, it might be good for you, but when I was a child, my father used to bring that stuff home, and it is the nastiest taste you could ever imagine. You do not want to drink unpasteurized milk. Really? I don't care how good it is for you.
No kidding. Now, these raw milk people are saying it's tastier, it's fresher, and it's way better for you.
But the risks are E. coli, salmonella, and listeria.
So you say? Thank you.
Yeah, I know. We're not doing science anymore.
I'm not the guy up in front of the Senate doing this.
Uh-huh. Speaking a language we can understand, Mr. Scientist.
You with your E. coli.
Listeria. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. So what?
And if you recall too, he's also explained out loud on several podcasts that he had a worm in his brain.
No, he did have a worm in his brain.
I think we know where possibly.
I don't think the senators pressed him on that.
Yeah.
Did they not say anything about brain worm?
Brain worm?
No.
Speaking a language we can understand, Mr. Scientist.
You say brain worm. Mm-hmm. I don't know what these things are.